Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's show, we bravely test another wine from Paso Robles. This time, a Cabernet from Donati Family Vineyards. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
I'm very excited to be here and very excited about this bottle of wine. I'm so excited. How about you? I'm excited what to do.
Well, also on the show is the Triple B.
Hi, this is Becky. I'm on the show tonight. How are you? This is not really Becky. This is a stand-in from Becky. I might be on Lil B. I'm on telephone call. Ring, ring. Hello. I talk to people. I go, hello, this is Becky.
You know, strangely enough, she sounds just like that. How did you do that voice? That's amazing. It's so natural the way you do that voice. Yeah. That and Wilford. It's
wonderful.
It's mildly offensive. I'm offended.
You should be offended.
You shouldn't do that.
One shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't.
I didn't.
Well, I think you did. I'm the one.
Well, you know, we're going to play that back, and your wife's going to knife you.
No, she's not. She can't use a knife. Trust me. I know this. Maggie,
well,
she can use a knife.
Actually, what she would do is give you the blade, and you would just knife yourself.
That's a fair point. I just fucked my... She could just sit around and wait for me to off myself accidentally. It's just going to happen. I'll fall off a ladder or something like that.
Can't you? Well, that's a whole other form of punishment.
And speaking of another form of punishment, on tonight's show, we have another wine from Paso Robles. This is a winery that caught my eye, just like it catches many people that buy wine and
like
wine
a
shops.
Sty?
No. I like the bottle. I thought the bottle looked cool. This is a high-shouldered, very, very powerful-looking wine bottle. It's painted, too. It's a painted bottle. It's very, very impressive.
It's got that smoky green glass look.
Yes, I have some wines from Pomerol that are in the same style bottle. It's
Who
not
does
Petrus,
it remind me of Frank Family Vineyards?
They paint their bottles, I think. Yeah, but this does not remind me of them. That being said, it's Donati, I don't know which one it is. Their family vineyards winery.
It's an A. We'll pronounce it like an A.
Donati. And this is their...
Donati. Well, you're Donati. You're bad.
Their Cabernet Sauvignon. It's $20. It's on wine.com. They also have a claret on there, which is... They have some reserves. They have a full line of wines that you might want to try, or maybe you don't.
You know, reminds me of a full line that... The wine guy used to use. Hey, baby, you want to do the Donati?
No, I didn't. Now, this is the 19 vintage. So the 18 vintage, though, did get a review. Now, this did, too, but we'll talk about that in a second. Then the 18 vintage got, it was from the Wine Spectator. It got 83 of the Wine Spectator's points. Now, they don't publish those in their magazine anymore because they don't want to embarrass people. But
we'll embarrass you.
They wrote... Cherry pie and rhubarb notes mix with vanilla and bramble hints in this Cabernet, which flirts with being off dry on the jammy finish. Drink now.
Ooh, off
yum, yum, give me some.
That's what you said or that's what they said?
That's what they said.
Nuh-uh.
They didn't say yum, yum, give me some, but they said the rest of it.
Okay. Off dry is the first hint of that review that something's not quite right.
Yes, I know.
Residual sugar.
Mayomi.
You know another sign of residual sugar? When you're California,
yeah.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes.
And your ABV is at 13.8.
Typically? Yes.
You might not hit the fermentation point that you need to.
Or maybe you don't understand what fermentation is.
Left a little behind in the bottle, a little residual sugar.
You should have left a little dust on the bottle, you know? Now, this winery also has a distillery. Donati Spirits, and they make vodka. That's it. And but they oak age their vodka.
Yeah.
They like to stress, and we were going to make fun of this anyway, but they like to stress in this video, people go camping, obviously, and they take the vodka to drink out of glasses straight. They have brandy snifters, and they were just pouring vodka in it. I don't know any degenerates that drink straight vodka. Perhaps a triple B, but that's because, you know, she has to fit in with her comrades. But I really doubt Donati Spirits makes the highest quality vodka that people want to drink straight, warm, out of a... I mean, they're playing cards. I'm just watching this video. They're playing cards, and they rested a vodka on oak. Does that mean they took the bottle, and they set it on an oak plank? And they said, well, that's technically... That is, you know... I've not heard of oak aging vodka. I suppose you could. I wouldn't.
In the bottle, it looks rosé-ish.
It does, yeah.
Rosé-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not what I want. I've never seen it, but I don't want it. So.
You got what I want?
You don't.
Or not.
No, you don't. So...
Donati, want some oak aged vodka?
No. That's the thing. A lot of the things that you drink vodka with would not go well with oak aging. That's the point. And vodka is flavorless, technically. So it would impart a woody flavor to vodka. It would overpower it very, very quickly.
Well.
And so then what the fuck are you going to... Well, here's a Sazerac, but we made it with vodka. No, don't do that. You could have a woody vodka tonic. Hmm.
So the website, they also have a flavor profile quiz.
Yes, they do.
Which is nothing more than a trick to get you into their email list. So at the end of your flavor profile quiz, no matter how you answer, you get a picture of all of their wines. Well, amazingly, whatever your flavor profile is, they've got everything for you.
Of course they do. Of course they do. Well, folks, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the Donati Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles. Traditionally, we don't like Paso Robles. Traditionally.
Stylistically, for certain.
Now, we like Dow.
Okay.
We did. Trayon is not bad. I ran out. Is there another one? I mean... Fuck Austin Hope. I don't want to drink that shit.
Oh, no. Didn't we have one of their downstream lines?
Downstream.
A lower label of Austin
Hope. You never drink downstream from where people pee. Oh, I know what you mean. Yes.
It was.
I don't think they make it anymore, do they? I haven't seen it for a while.
We don't remember what it is.
No, but folks, it's on our B-sides. I do know that. On our website. Look in the B-sides. Whatever Scott's talking about is on there. I don't remember what it's called.
But
it didn't have Austin's in the name. Well, Justin. We like Justin. Justin is Paso Robles. Although
and
we haven't had
the main one.
We haven't had Justin in a couple years, simply because Marietta Sellers Arme costs the same as Justin. So fuck Justin.
Well, not fuck Justin.
Fuck Justin.
No, you don't say that.
Oh, I just did. And I mean...
What if Justin says no, Rob? Well, and he's probably going to say no to you. Well, and Wilfred. Why? And the Southern Man.
No.
And the Western Man.
He can't say no if he's unconscious.
Jesus.
Maybe it's Justin with a Y. I don't care.
What?
Or Justin's dog. It doesn't matter to me.
That's a fact.
Does he have a donkey? Because they're...
Oh, Lord.
Well, they, you know, it's just... I'm just asking. I like farm animals.
Triana
that
is...
That sounded bad.
Triana is an Austin Hope label.
Oh, it is. Right. Yes, they bought Triana. Mm. Oh, you know what else is an Austin Hope label? Liberty School.
Yep. That's the... That's the one.
That's not what I was talking about, but we had another one, too. Troublemaker.
Troublemaker.
Yes, it sucked. Well, Liberty School is terrible. And it used to be okay.
Yep.
But it's not.
Not anymore.
So this wine, though, specifically, the Donati, it does have a couple reviews. And I'm going to read the low one first.
Yes, this is Wilford. I did not review this wine. However, Matt Kettleman from Wine Enthusiast did.
Oh, Matt.
Do you know Matt?
I think he's the cousin of Fetterman from Pennsylvania.
Yes, it's Matt Kettman. Two T's and two N's. That's bizarre. It's like he has a stuttering problem in his name. Or it's just blurred. Kits. Man. Anyway, you don't
Thanks
get
to... for a nice signature.
I know. Anyway, he gave it 89 of the enthusiast points.
Wow.
They're normally known as being a bit whorish with their points. Not this time, though.
No.
They said purple flower and dark fruit aromas run both rich and tart on the nose of this bottling. I've never heard it refer... This bottling. It's like you're on the Titanic, this bottling. I wish all the Donati stuff was probably on the Titanic, but the palate is pleasantly lush, offering rich cassis, violet, and purple flower flavors with just enough tanned backbone to carry on to the finish. Now, normally with their whorish ways, you'd think they'd give it more than 89 of their points. I don't know. It just seems, you know. I'm not saying they're whorish, but they do wear...
You did say
they do write reviews that wear a whorish uniform. That's all I'm saying. Don't be judgy, Scott.
Well, says the person who knows the most about whorish ways.
Yes, that's... No, I'm a gigolo. It's different. Nobody pays me, though.
Well...
No.
That would be different.
No, I'm not a gigolo. Degenerate. No.
Well, you're that, too.
Convicted felon. No. I don't know. Pervert. No.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You're all those things.
I'm just thinking about all the things I've done.
You've got quite a resume.
Oh, don't I? See, this one time in 1987 in the Philippines, it was fantastic, Scott.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not allowed in the Philippines anymore.
Anyway, this says 81% Cabernet, 15% Merlot, and 4% Petit Verdot.
Interesting.
Yes.
And that's an interesting blend.
You know what else is interesting?
Mm.
This is James Sutton.
Oh.
I know. I did, in fact, review this wine. I'm going to give you my score at the end, not at the beginning. You can't have it now. Concentrated and fully resolved Cabernet Sauvignon that shows some classy cigar box, roasted spices, cocoa powder, and chili chocolate. chili chocolate to the cassis and ripe cherries. Chili chocolate. I like my chili to have chocolate in. Really ripe and powdery tannins. Long and savory in the finish. A little more crunch would take it to the next level.
Sounds like a review of a Mexican hot chocolate.
Could be. That needs a little more crunch. So you put a little Captain Crunch in there. Maybe the fruit berries. That would be lovely. Have you ever had Captain Crunch, Scott?
I was not a fan.
Well, that's because you're a communist.
No, just yes. didn't like it. Now the crunch berries, I'll take the crunch berries.
That is that, you stupid asshole. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets the straight peanut butter shit. It's terrible.
Captain Crunch?
Yes, I know. But it's berries are what are good. I didn't know what I meant before I said that, but I didn't mean it.
Wonder what cereal Wilford Wrong would prefer.
Count Chocula. And I'll tell you why. Because he's a pimp and he could set me straight. You see that? He has that collar on. He can count.
You do like the collars.
I do. It's great. And it's chocolate. That's nice too.
So, oh, I'm sorry. 93 of my points, yes. Not the dreaded 92.
The dreaded 92.
Or the diabolical 97.
Well.
Or the kiss of death 91. Or the horrendous 94.
Horrendous?
Horrendous. Or the incomparably bad 95. Chili chocolate.
James, we...
Yes.
Been doing some investigative reporting, and we found out that your computer keyboard doesn't have an 8 on it. That's why all your scores start with a 9.
But it is very...
Is that correct?
Yes, and it's very sticky.
I thought that was Wilfred's keyboard. Oh, you share a keyboard with Wilfred?
Yes, that's what it is.
Mm. Oh, that's what it is.
That damn Wilfred.
I don't even live near him. I mean, I peek in his windows at night, but, you know, it's hard to do. For Scott to do two voices at the same time, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
I know. So, in the class.
Are you going to introduce the glasses we're drinking out of tonight?
Grand Bordeaux, which is an insult to Bordeaux and the word grand.
Yeah, I think you're trying to give this wine a chance.
I know. I know. On the nose, though. It does look proper in the glass, I suppose.
It really does.
Well, not really does. It does. I wouldn't say... People might say think that you like it by saying really.
It really does. I like it. Hey, Mikey.
I'm going to be very pissed off if this wine is good.
Who knows?
I don't know.
You have to be open-minded.
I am.
I'm sure you shoot it down with a low score.
I like the bottle.
That's what you do.
The bottle looks good.
They do have a decent library of wines. Yeah. The Bordeaux blend, Merlot based, the Immigrant.
The Claret. Oh, the Immigrant.
Yeah,
yes.
They have a Claret.
They have a Claret. It's cheaper than this, actually.
They had a Merlot that got 93 points.
From who?
Enthusiast.
Okay.
Well.
So did Earthquake Petite Sirah.
Well.
Yeah, no.
I'd rather... They were enthusiastic.
Lick a dog's butt than drink that shitty.
Well. We like a good California Merlot.
Yes, we do.
Good.
Yes.
Emphasis.
Well, I was sniffing my microphone, not the wine. Sorry.
Well, you're just so hopeful of this.
I'm sniffing something. Cherry pie, first of all. And there are some blackjack / cassis notes back in there, but the rhubarb is also present.
Yeah, I was going to say that strawberry root... The rhubarb without the strawberry, but it reminds me of rhubarb in a pie.
Definitely a pie.
Why is rhubarb used in pies and not in other side dishes?
Because it tastes bad.
Rhubarb's delicious.
It's just stocky. It's not from... I'd rather eat celery. Celery pie. I had celery bisque one time. It was lovely.
You're missing the point of my query. For other sides, not for other pies.
What do you want, rhubarb jello?
As like a sautéed veg, perhaps. You know, you're going to use it as a mirepoix, but why not rhubarb?
Probably because somebody tasted it and it tastes like ass.
It's interesting. Yeah. Just an interesting proposition.
It's very stringy. It's not a good...
So is your hair.
Yes.
A little licorice in the nose.
That's the blackjack, yeah.
I like the nose overall. I think it was a nice choice to use the Bordeaux glasses.
There's also a slight perfumey note, but not the kind of perfume you want to smell. I mean, it's like if you sniff this, you woke up and you smelled this, you just put the pillow over your face because you've done something bad the night before. There you go.
It's Paso.
Yeah, it's Paso. It's gonna grow on us, I think. Hopefully.
Like a wart?
Something. It's dry, first of all. I was concerned that it would not be dry. It's dry. It's good.
Those concerns are unwarranted.
No, it's dry. It also, before we start breaking it down in little segments and talk about it specifically, it has quite a bit of complexity. All right. The tannins are fairly grippy. And I can tell that there are limestone soils somewhere around there because it's a bit limey, gravelly. The one thing I will say, similar to the Alexander Valley vineyards that we had last week, it has a bit of a hollow mid palate. But it doesn't have the really, really nice front palate that the Alexander Valley did. This has more length and it has a finish where that one didn't.
I don't think it's a hollow mid palate. I think that's where that gravelly nature pops
in. Well, that's
where
that is. But yeah, there's no fruit backing that up.
Well, you know, I think what you're wanting or maybe we're expecting is some of that cassis, chocolate, mocha thing that you'd kind of sort of expect to be in a mid palate. You know, the one of the, you know, we talked about the Justin, and that's a huge chocolatey thing.
It is.
And
well, I don't know the current vintage of it. It's been, what, 2-3 years since we had it?
I think last time I had Justin.
First of all,
it hasn't been that long for us.
Let me say a positive.
Princess and I.
Okay. Let me say a positive thing about this wine. I think it could use a year or two in the bottle. I would like to see the mid palate kind of evolve and suss itself out a little bit. The gravel notes are a nice backing to that. And it now is showing a little bit more carry through. A little bit of a tart cherry.
Yep.
There is a light bit that flirts with tobacco leaf that's through there too. I would like to see that suss out and show more, and I think it might with some time.
It could.
The oaking is here, but it's not really showing itself in any traditional sense. Often you're going to find, say, French oaking might give it a little more sheen on its mouthfeel. Or provide a little toast throughout the American might provide a little toastiness to it. It doesn't really have a lot of warm toastiness to it. It does have a decent mouthfeel on the front palate, though.
I like the mouthfeel.
Yeah, so I think that's where you're coming from with the oak. And it does have, it is on oak. But I would almost like to see just a little bit more shades of warm toastiness through the mid palate. So when everything drops out, you're going to have just that little bit of cherry, whatever tobacco leaf, but some oak accents in the background, keeping it warm and inviting. And it doesn't really have that, and that's one thing I would kind of wish it had. I don't know what crunch means, but James said, I have no idea what he means by
most
crunch.
Most of the time we don't know what he means.
Yeah, he must mean, I would assume, somewhere in the tannin and just a punch right in the... It probably means the punch in the mid-palate. It doesn't really have that boom. It doesn't really shift into the gears, but it's $20.
Except he said crunch.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And we... That made us talk of cereal.
It did. It did.
And I'll tell you what this isn't.
It isn't bad.
There's nothing really untoward about it. Yes, there's things we look for in a Paso in the mid palate that it does not have.
Well, it has a cherry.
But does it have to have chocolate? Does it have to have a mocha? We expect it. That's just parts not component to Donati.
No, it's not.
As you said, this is kind of grown on me, particularly as that cherry popped in. And as with Rob, I didn't get it till my third tug on it.
It always takes three, doesn't it? You never can get it on the first tug.
Sometimes four.
Ah, yeah.
You know,
depends on which hand I use, Scott. The right hand, man, that's just speed. See, I can get like 15 revolutions in what most people can get one tug. And, you know, and then by the fourth one, it's all done.
They say you want a revolution.
That's right. They didn't sing. Well, that song did play in the background one time. But that was over the speakers and it was in a public restroom. But that's not the point. Let's not focus on the fine points. It was lovely, though.
It's lovely with this cheese.
Yeah. You seem to enjoy yourself that night.
With the cheese?
Did you eat cheese? I don't know. That's kind of disgusting in a restroom, but whatever.
No, it works well with it. I think it's a Gouda hybrid. Scott, have some pâté. We have some duck pâté. Well, foie gras. Have some pâté.
Oh,
Scott's not eating the pate.
It's very nice. This is a nice glass of wine here.
It's not bad at all. Actually, the bottle even makes it better. It's a good-looking bottle. I don't know. The packaging. Packaging does sometimes matter. And I'll be honest, if you had this case stacked at $20 at a grocery store, people buy it just based on the bottle. They just say, oh, that's a handsome bottle that looks powerful. And then when they open it, they say, well, okay, that's not so bad. They like it. It's good packaging. I don't know why most places don't do that. It does have one little, like, mark ripple, like a seam right down through the glass, which is neat. But other than that, it's a pretty handsome bottle. Most of them, you don't, well, oh, they're just running through a machine. They spray the paint on, but still, not bad at all. Not bad at all. No, I like this wine to a certain extent. I mean, I like Dow better. I like all those wines better. I like that. Well, the Alexander Valley. The Alexander Valley's, it's kind of like this a little bit, isn't it?
I think there's been some vintages of the Justin that would just blow this away.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Similar price point. I think Justin's maybe a couple bucks more.
It's more than that, yeah.
I think sometimes you can see it on a markdown for 19 bucks maybe, but
well, I don't know where that is, but
it's been a while. But I think there's been vintages where this would hold itself well against that, against Justin.
I think it'd be very competitive. There might be people that like this more.
It's different, though.
It is. It is.
I think this has a nice texture of the mouthfeel. Justin has a really smoother mouthfeel. It's more, well, there's just more to it.
They make more cases of it, too. But it doesn't have that gravelly liminess to it, which is something that really adds a little bit of a second level to this wine, in my opinion. But with Paso, you're never going to mistake Paso with something French. Then again, you're never going to mistake anything from Napa for French, too. So it doesn't have a lot of that characteristic, which is something I always love. I love to see a wine that it, you know, exhibits some Euro flavor to it.
Well, you are bougie. What do you serve tonight? What do you serve tonight?
Some duck pate.
Foie gras.
Yeah, and duck pate. Yeah. It's a blend, though.
Oh, you're having foie gras and duck pate.
No, that is duck pate.
Oh.
With foie gras and red wine. How is it? I killed the duck myself.
It's actually got a nice minerally backbone to this foie gras, as it should.
It should.
It's delicious.
Yes. On a communion wafer.
That's what it looks like.
I think I bought those before and we complained, too. I forgot. I was trying to get something with as low as carbohydrates as possible, and that seemed to be something that would not offend,
yeah.
You know, low-ish carbs, anyway. All right, let's go back and forth.
I'm enjoying the
And by the way,
this is Becky. I've probably passed out. I drank too many margaritas at the Mexican restaurant. I did that. I had some tequila. I wore a sombrero. I did that.
Scott, quit making that voice.
No, this is Scott, this is Becky, not Scott.
Becky, how's the tequila?
This is Scott saying, Becky, it was so nice. I had a margarita, and I said, ole. I don't speak Spanish, but I'm pretty sure it's Mexican, so I don't know. What did they speak there? I don't know. Is it, they speak Mexican? I don't know.
In the background.
Yes?
Triple B is stabbing her husband.
I had fajitas.
Did she have fajitas? I don't know. What'd she have? How do you know what she ate? Asshole. Jesus. You're such a jerk.
Jesus.
So terrible. I agree. Scott saying, using that voice is offensive. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wilford wrong.
No, I don't like it. I'm reformed now.
In the background, people are praying to baby Jesus to rob for his soul because they know he's going to be killed later tonight when the Triple B hears this episode.
She's not Scottish. She's going to hear this. She's going to hear the episode later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she will.
Trust me.
I'm going to play it for her.
Trust me, she is.
Oh, are you going to play it?
You're going to break out the sword and hand it to her.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That sword is sharp as fuck. Yeah, I cut my hand on a sword last week. Most people don't get to do that. I did that. It hurt like hell. It's okay. I'm fine now. Scott, you almost cut your finger off, too. It was a
sympathy wound.
Sympathy wound?
I hadn't seen you run up the stairs that quick since the Weeble Wobble cat was cut.
The mean cat. At least if I had the sword, I could have swiped at it. No, that was it was just basically a really painful paper cut. I think paper is a little sharper. It went a little bit further than that. But once it was bleeding pretty profusely, but then once I put a bandaid on it, it stopped the bleeding. So, you know.
Yeah, so how much bleeding was it really?
I don't know. Gallon, 2 gallons.
Jesus.
5 gallons.
A baby.
I had to have a transfusion, about passed out, you know. So I had to drink to dull the pain, and we did.
I hope Becky videotapes our murder of you.
I hope next week. Oh, by the way, folks, yes. Our next show next week, we have a fantastic, fantastic show planned. Scott is very excited. It is a truly international wine competition show.
Allegedly.
And we are going to, right now, talk about that briefly and go through the wines. There are 9 wines on that show that we're going to be drinking. And the first one is from Italy. It's Soprasotto. They're Cabernet Sauvignon. Very exciting. Scott's like, he's very excited about this. The next one that we'll be drinking.
I feel like I will be on that tight walk of the guy on the label and I'm going to fall off.
Via Bacci, a red blend from Spain. Very exciting.
Okay.
The next one. Volo, red blend. It's a Pédoc from France. Who the fuck knows what's in that?
Sure it is.
The next wine. Oh, this one's from Bordeaux, which is in France.
Allegedly.
Yes, and I've had this one. Soulful Blues. The Bordeaux.
A Bordeaux named Soulful Blues.
Yes. It's basically it's a dartboard. They have a wine. They spin the wheel of names. Next, this is actually wine is named after Scott's favorite magazine. And it's, he likes the American version of this, but it's called Great Grizzly Cabernet from Bulgaria. There we go. For a Bulgarian wine. Mm-hmm. Scott enjoys the magazine American Grizzly. Don't look that up at work, folks. But he enjoys that magazine quite a bit, he told me. The next one is also, again, once again from France. So we might have to have pools, a tournament style, where we're choosing wines that in a certain pool, then they move on to the final. So this is Tidal Surge Red Blend. And I think it's still Pédoc. Who the fuck knows what's in it? That's another one. And there's more. Then we have Hipster Hayden, a red blend from Italy. It has a bird on the label.
Hipster.
Hipster.
Hipster. Has the word hipster in it for a wine from Italy.
Yes. Then we have a wine called Big Idea. It's a Merlot from North Macedonia because North Macedonia knows what Big Idea means. And then the final wine we have. Lightning Strikes Again, a red blend from Portugal. The International Wine Challenge. These wines are from the Winter Wine Box. It was something that Kroger had promotionally. They had 24 wines. It's like an advent calendar of wines. And these are each 187 milliliters of joy.
Mm.
And so you would open a different bottle out of the box every day of the week, right? Well, I never fucking saw this during Christmas time in any fucking Krogers, but I see it now. But they're not in the boxes anymore. Now it's 2 for $3. So we're going to have a fun time with this shit. I had already drank the Soulful Blues. Man, that's hard stuff, man.
That's why Becky's not on the show tonight. She thought we were doing the International Wine Challenge. She said,
No, she's...
Hell no.
She'll be front and center for the International Wine Challenge.
Of course she will.
Oh, she will be. Oh, no. I dropped the Soprasotto. Good thing the bottles are made of plastic. All right, well, we'll pick that up as soon as we get back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, first of all, we are joined by the Triple B. For real.
Good evening. I rolled my eyes.
Scott was it's not your voice anymore, Scott.
Why don't you have Scott do the voice again?
You should.
See, what? Why don't you have him do that?
I don't know. It kind of sounded like this.
I'm Becky.
I don't know where it came from. That's what Scott was doing. Mm. I don't think it's nice.
It's so weird. Scott usually does so many voices all the time.
I know. He's very creative. Are you trying to say he's not? He is just a multi-talented crazy man. He can play the piano, play the guitar, play the drums, and shit his pants all at the same time.
Kind of like George Santos.
Oh, just one of those things. You know. This is my ink pen. I'll give you that ink pen so you can write your name.
I don't like this one.
I know. That's okay. But on tonight's potpourri, the first thing I'm going to do is give a product review. Now, often we do this every time with wine, but sometimes we do things with wine-related things. Remember when we had the potato chips that had the sprayed with Hamon?
Yeah.
Those were really good.
Those were good. Didn't we have the truffle ones, though? Those were even better.
There were a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, those were good chips.
Those are really good.
Well, tonight, we have...
But remember, we were like, they're really good, but then we were eating them chomping in the microphone.
Yeah, that wasn't so good.
We won't very crunchy.
We won't be eating this, though,
as opposed to this wine, which was described as having a crunch, but...
No, it needed more crunch.
Yeah.
You get it right, Scott.
But to have more crunch, it has to have crunch in
yes,
it already?
Yes, it has crunch, yes. You don't, you're not a wine sommelier like me. You don't know what crunch means. Well. Stupid. Anyway, I was watching, I don't know, some YouTube channel, and the guy does cooking and tasting history. It's a good, it's a fun YouTube channel. The guy, Max Miller's Tasting History. Check it out, folks. He will cook something from a historical recipe. Back maybe something from ancient Egypt.
Did he do something like from Titanic?
He did
once?
The Titanic stuff, yeah. And so, and then he'll give a history dissertation about everything during the middle of it. It's a very, very, very good show, actually. I like the intro music, too. But he was doing a demi-glace with some sort of Titanic menu, right? And I went, you know what? What if I bought some demi-glace? Because he recommended some stuff. I didn't look at what he recommended.
Before you go any further, why wouldn't you make your own?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
And in general, I would just imagine you would make your own.
Yeah.
Both you and Scott would make your own.
Mm-hmm. But haven't you ever wanted to taste what instant demi-glace tastes like?
And I'm remembering, I don't know, and I don't want to be mean to your mom.
No.
But one year.
My mom and demi-glace don't
go.
No,
but.
One year,
I don't want to be mean to your mom, but.
One year for Easter or something.
Hunt's gravy.
Yes.
Jarred gravy, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not...
And you howled.
Oh, I know. But that there's no... It's not like you're taking that and making it... It's just a jar. You plop it out. This takes water added to it, so...
So what I'm saying is that memory of you mocking your mom with her... It was like a glass jar of gravy.
Yeah.
This was one of the more shocking purchases. You buy random stuff,
I
but
do.
That was very shocking to me.
But this was fairly inexpensive. It was only like $2.
Well, how much is a jar of gravy? $4?
I don't know. I don't buy jars of gravy.
Right, but it can be expensive.
Now, wait, this company is trying to get its promotional thing here, so they want me to talk about it. And so this is... Well, they
want you to talk about it.
More Than Gourmet Classic French Demi-Glace. And it's the Demi-Glace Gold. It's made with veal and beef stock. 1.5-ounce package. Recipe included. The recipe is add water to the paste and mix and then heat.
Well,
it's okay.
So first...
Oh, yes.
Before you go any further.
You already did that once, so...
You were talking too fast.
Go ahead.
Tell them what it looks like.
I was going to do that. That's part of the review. It's shimmery and brown, and it looks like cat food.
It comes in like a little package like
fancy,
cat food.
But it's Fancy Feast cat food.
Okay.
That shit's fancy. Sheba. Kind of looks like Sheba.
It comes in a little plastic container with like a foil.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a dollar. It's made around here, I think, too, isn't it?
Around here?
It's made in the USA. Made
That's with, around
it's,
here.
It's made in, with pride. Oh, it's made in Akron, Ohio.
I'm going to buy all my future dehydrated demi-glace products from
Akron, Ohio.
It's not dehydrated. It's concentrated. Okay?
Right. They're They are known for their...
Akron is not known for anything. Rubber. It's known for LeBron. Rubber. LeBron James, yeah, that's true. The Zips, who's, you know, no. Anyway, so they make this in Akron. And more than gourmet. And basically, you take a bit of this and you put
The moment I saw it ordered, I said, I'm not eating it.
Well, good for you.
The moment. I don't understand. Rob is normally a snob.
Well, how do I know if it's good or not until I taste it? And I did.
Like then me? It said, like, made with veal, and I was like, I'm definitely not eating it. And Rob was like, you're going to eat it, and you're going to like it. But then, tell the problem.
It's made with wheat as well, because, you know, you need...
Got out of that one.
Yes, I didn't. I wish I was
then celiac. He used some the other day, and then he put it in aluminum foil.
I didn't... Well, it's a left...
I threw it away.
Oh, what? How could you do that? If I used the whole package, that'd be way too much of it. So anyway, the other night...
Plus, you wasted 75 cents of your money.
That's right. At least.
Veal is expensive.
There's starving children in Africa, and they could have had demiglass if you would have thrown
it. Veal is expensive. How? I don't want to know. I don't want to ask the question. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it was just the bits and pieces. Right. Anyway.
That's why I stopped asking the question.
My question would be, how much MSG is in this product? Oh,
it's mostly MSG. It's a cow made of MSG, man. I don't know.
How was it when you tasted it?
Well, let's just say this. It depends on what you as people like. First of all,
It did cook up and cook down.
Into something.
I feel like cook it down. Smell it in
cook
my
it up,
nose.
Cook it down.
The more we talk about it, I feel like I can smell it.
I think that's the pate.
That's the pate. But it does smell a little bit like the pate. It cooked properly, it was easy to do, and it did have the consistency of a demi-glace, right? A little shimmery, thick.
The other thing, when would it you came stop? In the mail, it came in an Amazon packet, not even a box, a packet, and I brought it inside because Bo will destroy stuff on the front porch.
Not that.
And I put it on, like, the chest in our foyer, and Rob was like, Becky, this needs to be refrigerated.
It doesn't. It's a little spooky.
I feel badly for Rob because he just much had very high expectations.
I'm going to put it in something. I'm going to feed you.
You can't feed me.
Oh, that's the cruel bit.
Why would you feel bad for him about this?
I wouldn't.
He invested $1.50 in dehydrated.
$3.
Not the investment, but his emotional.
Well, I thought it would be better.
It's always so emotional.
But they don't know what it tastes like because I haven't been able to tell them yet. All right.
Well, I think everyone would know
it was good.
That it came in a cat food container.
It did.
From Amazon.
That's true.
And it cost $1.99.
And it's from Akron.
I think that you're
insulting people from Akron right now.
I think that our listeners have gathered that it tasted not great.
Noelle, let's just say it depends on what
I think they've put it together.
What do they normally eat? If you like Lipton cup of soup, beef, like a beef broth.
You used to love the, chicken noodle?
Well, the chicken noodle soup, that's fine. But
didn't you like it? Like when you were sick, you liked it.
Yeah, but this didn't taste like this. This just tastes like powdered cup of soup.
Why does it taste powdered when it's liquid?
Originally it was powdered, probably. I guess. It's the powdered bones of veal, ground up.
Again, it's just a package of MSG. just is.
Well, you can do the same thing, folks, with like the Better Than Bouillon. It's all it is. It only tastes worse.
Except, you think it was like a gel version?
Well, that's gel.
Well, what was this then? Consistency? I thought it was liquidy.
It was tarish, like a meconium.
Meconium, for our listeners, is your baby's first poop.
Yes.
And it comes out black.
Yes. This wasn't quite that sticky, but it was
so funny. Well,
that's true. Anyway, it was...
So it reminded you...
It reminded me of some things that it wasn't good. So let's just say that, folks.
This is a great segment.
I appreciate the effort from Akron, Ohio.
So how many stars are you giving it?
I don't give out stars. I give out middle fingers. And it's going to get two middle fingers. More Than Gourmet. What is More Than Gourmet?
Means a
Chef Boyardee. I mean, if Chef Boyardee made demi-glace,
that would be better.
Slightly less than gourmet.
Because Chef Boyardee still has like some childhood nostalgia to it. Yeah,
this is more like Hunt's.
No, it's below.
Yeah, it's ring pasta. It's you know, they do have completely raw lamb chops on the front. Scott, that's not even rare. That's raw fucking shit right there.
So you're giving out middle fingers. How many are you giving to yourself?
Would you like one?
No. Well, you're the one that...
It's not my fault.
...sought this out and bought it.
I was just trying to bring things to a higher level.
And how'd that work for you?
It didn't. That's okay.
Also, I feel bad for the guy whose YouTube video you talked about at the beginning.
He didn't recommend this. He just recommended buy Demogloss. There's all sorts of expensive Demoglosses.
Oh, I thought that he recommended that.
Something's wrong. Please try again.
Not serious, right?
Were you touching Siri in a place she didn't want to be touched again?
Stop. I thought he recommended this one. You found this on your own?
Yeah, I'm sure you. There was one.
What?
Yeah, this is the cheapest one.
You found that on your own and bought it?
I just Googled Demogloss. Oh, my God.
I, like, felt a little bit better because I thought somebody recommended
it. No, he didn't recommend that. What the hell? He recommended a good one.
So you saw that and bought it?
Yeah,
on your own?
Somebody did recommend it. His name was Rob.
It was the cheapest. I said, oh, that's cheap. Oh,
my God.
Well, actually...
I'm going to start monitoring your Amazon purchases more.
Oh, I'll just get my own account.
Actually, at the time that he was recommending this, he was Wilfred.
That's true. I put some mango chutney in and mixed it up, and then I still vomited.
Your leap from the Titanic cooking
guy. I got caught up. He didn't recommend this one, though. They had some ones that were $20, but I said, if the stuff's pre-made and it's disgusting, then I wasted $20. Here, if it's disgusting, I wasted $1.50.
So
I almost bought a six pack, but didn't.
You need a six pack to stomach that.
Berating our listeners.
I'm not berating our listeners.
Or other people who buy cheap, shitty wine.
Okay.
Because they just went to the store and bought something.
I didn't go to the store.
Rob, you went to the Amazon store and you bought.
I looked it out. I sought this quality product out because I saw it was from Akron, Ohio, and I wanted to support local.
Anyways.
I'm sorry it's not from Russia.
You are basically the person you berate all the time.
See, this is how she beats down the American way, folks. Don't be fooled.
Actually, she's just talking about the voices in your head.
Uh-huh.
And she's accurate.
I have to have voices in my head. Otherwise, that way I have somebody to talk to that supports me.
Well, I think on this one there's going to be some conflict.
Yeah, there's some conflict. Your Amazon account privileges are suspended.
Up your ass. You're sleeping in the bed. Privileges are suspended.
Please. Lukey, when I came home and I went upstairs to kiss the boys goodnight, they were still awake. And Lukey goes, Mommy, you want to sleep with us?
Yeah. I'm sleeping in a bed where the risk of being peed on is very high.
Oh, yeah. They're so sweet.
It's kind of like sleeping in a pigsty.
Mommy, you want to sleep with us?
No. No, I don't.
If he had asked me twice, I would have.
Well.
He did. He probably whispered it when you were leaving, but you didn't hear him, and he's crying in his sleep.
Stop. I said the top of the stairs.
Oh, okay. There you go, folks.
Just a wonderful review of a product. I still don't know whether you're giving it the two thumbs up or not.
No, I get two middle fingers. It's not good, but it's cheap, but it's still not good. I mean,
and how many did you give yourself? That's the next piece.
Nothing. I support myself fully.
What kind of salami is this?
I think you failed.
It's salami. Why? Why don't you like
it? Who brought it?
I bought it on Amazon.
This tastes like bologna again.
It does not. You're high. I like that stuff, actually. I like it's Brooklyn. Like, they use the Brooklyn ale, too.
Yeah.
It's good. I like that salami quite a bit.
It tastes like bologna.
Oh, folks, also, Becky has a 10-pack-a-day smoking habit, so she can't taste anything. It's true. And it's joints. She smokes marijuana.
A pack of joints a day.
A pack, six-pack of joints. It's very expensive. And she likes to lace them with angel dust for fun.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Stop talking.
She likes wooded vodka. We talked about that earlier.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Yes. Donati's like, really? Does she? That's the first person. We knew somebody likes vodka that's on oak. That's fantastic. God. This need to be... Take the oak that you're using for your vodka. Put it here. Make this wine better. Give it more crunch.
That's an interesting thought. Don't use oak for vodka.
don't use oak for vodka.
It's original thought. Oh, no, it's not.
Or don't make vodka.
Nobody else in the world does that?
Because that's stupid.
Yeah.
And we like to drink our vodka out of brandy.
Nobody does that.
You know.
Do they heat it up over a candle?
It's like...
Let me light a candle so we can warm our vodka.
No, that doesn't happen.
It's just a dumb idea. It's about like buying a demi-glace from Akron, Ohio.
That's a very good point.
Touche.
Why do you have to make fun of Akron? It's not like it's Canton.
Listen, there's listeners in Akron. They're not even listeners, but there's a person out in Akron. They're like, you know, I'd like to have some demi-glace shipped to the home. And then they're on that Better Than Gourmet website and they go, oh, it's from Akron. Couldn't it be from Canton?
It said crafted with pride in the USA. Mm. Were you with Becky now? It's an American product, buy local. That's what I do.
Except it's made in Akron.
It is made in Akron.
Yep.
It was.
Yep.
Was it made in Akron or shipped out of Akron?
Well, there's a guy with a chef's hat, like on the little, it's a cartoon, but he kind of looks like Chef Boyardee. No, I won't give you any kind of ability. No. Yeah. More than gourmet. Yeah.
Rebecca, what do you think about this wine?
I haven't even tasted it.
Well, what are we going to do about that then?
I will.
We're enjoying this, actually.
I will give Rob this.
Will you?
She doesn't, she's afraid to drink
one of the more shocking things I've said. It has almost 5 stars. It has 1,800 almost 5-star reviews.
It did have high scores.
Which is shocking.
And normally Becky just goes off the score.
Did you get the classic French one? Or did you get the...
Yeah, classic French.
It does have good reviews.
Thank
you. It's also snap eligible.
Uh-huh.
Go in for a swig of this wine. We want to hear what you have to say.
What are you all thinking about it? I'm not going to tell you. Something I was surprised by is you all have been drinking a lot of Paso.
And Rob brought it back. I'm not sure why he brought Paso back.
I feel like you've drank everything that they make in Paso.
I don't think so. They make a lot of stuff. Well, Foxglove was Paso, wasn't it?
I was so surprised. I feel like you don't drink a lot of Paso.
Well, we try to do things that scare us. We're trailblazers. And
isn't
like
Paso where we get a cabbagey taste sometimes?
No, we can get that anywhere, really. But I mean, Central Coast, yes.
Is cabbage?
But look at this bottle. It's glorious looking. That's why.
Where did it come from?
Wine.com.
Why?
Why did it come from wine.com? Because they sell it.
How about this? What drew you to it?
The look of the bottle. And James Suckling. Not really James Suckling. It's just a nice looking bottle. Look at it. It's
not
hand painted.
It's a nice looking bottle.
Oh my God.
It looks like it was made on a Cricut.
On a what?
A who?
Like my shirt. It looks like the vinyl pieces somebody printed out on their home Cricut printer.
I don't know what a Cricut printer is. I'm not bougie.
It's not bougie, Rob. It's like what every mom in the world has, except for me. Rachel has one. You print out these letters. You buy this vinyl at Joann Fabrics. You print it out. It like cuts it. And then you cut it out and you use heat to stamp it on there. And that's what that looks like.
This is paint. Thank you very much.
It's not.
It's paint. It's not vinyl, you butt cheek. Feel it. Prove
it's
it
vinyl.
Wrong. That's not fine. Why would you vinyl on a... Oh, you, it tastes like 2 seconds of spray paint.
It's all vinyl.
It's not vinyl.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Paint.
It is.
God. Mm. She must suppress the American way.
How much did this cost?
$20.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it was not made on a Cricut, but it looks like it was made on a Cricut.
Yeah, I'm sure Cricut printers are industrial.
The other
we
shitty
all
thing
want
about,
to know
I
what
have
you think
this
of the
was
wine.
A bad wine. Can I tell you?
It's not a bad wine. Go ahead.
Okay, what are you going to score it? Above 90 or below 90?
I'm not telling you. Just because
anyways,
something's not above 90.
Do you see this seam on the wine?
I made that point, yeah. It's a little seamy.
Well, number one, it's seamy. But then it goes down straight down the middle of the logo. They should have done a front and the back and you would never have noticed.
Nobody said that they're smart. We've already discussed that they're dipshits. You know, they make wooded vodka.
But a pretty decent Paso Robles.
Yes.
Entry price for their price point.
Did you read the back of the
point.
Wine?
Yeah,
not much
very,
to it.
It was very short. It wasn't very exciting.
It looks like something a bot wrote.
A bot wrote it. Like, what type? Where's the bot from?
Akron.
Isn't it? I bet there's a heavy Russian population in Akron is what we're talking about right now.
I think there is.
There we go. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here on the Wine Boat.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. The 19 Donati Family Vineyards. Cabernet.
For my thoughts.
No. Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles in California. It's sustainably farmed, and they make wooded vodka. And with that, the Triple B. Would you like to go first or second? Because you've...
On reviews?
Yes.
Oh, well, I would just like to briefly talk about it.
You may.
We've been asking you to talk about it for 15 minutes.
Well, Rob spent an hour talking about...
I did not. You interrupted me 50 times and then suggested I was something that I'm not. How dare you?
Bougie?
The most surprising thing to me about this is the body.
The body.
Did you all talk about that? It's medium-bodied.
It is. A lot of Cabernets are medium-bodied.
It's schmedium-bodied.
No, yes, it's medium-bodied.
It's schmedium-bodied.
Hairy-chested, medium-bodied. It's Grizzly American Grizzly Magazine hairy-chested.
It's schmedium-bodied. Yeah, also...
Not. Needs more crunch.
What?
That's what James Suckling said. It needs more crunch.
I would agree with that. It's weird, but I would agree with it.
Thank you.
And what all did you pull out of this besides oak and tannins?
Cherry. Tobacco.
Tobacco.
Limestone.
It's on the road to tobacco, but it's not there yet.
Oh, we'll see. I also said it needs a year or two aging.
So what we...
To suss out.
Talked about that it didn't have was that chocolate mocha thing that a lot of Paso Robles,
yeah.
i.e. Justin. I think Triana had a nice little chocolatey mocha.
Triana is a smoother wine, generally.
But we did like the mouthfeel.
Yeah, the mouthfeel's nice. The tannins are nice. The oaking is nice.
It has a pleasant quasi-elegance to it. It works.
It's so surprising to me, though, the body.
It's not to me.
Schmedium.
We've had a lot of schmediums.
I mean,
I'll take good mouthfeel and decent complexity.
It's not a full-bodied wine, but
no,
it's...
That's the crunch, I think.
It's
with,
more
right?
toward... I don't know what he means by crunch. What know. Did you mean by crunch?
Body. More cojones.
You know, it has tannin, but it's not a heavy wine. It's not something that's weighty on the palate, and it's not really lithy either. It's just somewhere in between, but I would expect that because they make vodka and they would the vodka. So you know.
I know this is Paso.
Yes.
So, like, I think you have to give that caveat. However, Cali cabs are normally pretty full-bodied, pretty... I don't know the right word I'm thinking of. Wild. They are. They have a Cali cab is a Cali cab. You can usually spot it a mile away.
But I've had Willem Hill Cabernet.
I mean, we've all had a ton of crappy stuff, but I feel like that is surprising to me. I didn't say I hate it. I just said it was surprising to me.
I thought it was lovely. We were so happy that it was dry.
Oh, that's fair.
And it really... does resonate. It has that astringent mouthwash. The Merlot really shows in this. I think that's likely where it comes from, the dryness. But I really enjoyed this. It's a bit of a drinker. If you like the more mocha chocolate, that in the mid palate that you get from the Justins, the other Pasos that are out there, that's not here.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe you're not going to care for that.
But they're all quality wise within the range of each other. I mean, this is an acceptable wine quality wise at its price. It really is.
I would say that's fair. It's like a fine, appropriate, all of those words. It is also forgettable.
I'll never forget it.
I'm not saying this is this perfectly memorable thing, but
I don't know.
It's oddly interesting that it doesn't have that mocha in the mid palate because it has that gravel that we like so much.
Now, I could throw out 50 wines pretty much right now that I'd rather have 10 every 100%. Moment. And that are like,
and
we so had Killikanoon. Remember maybe, that?
Maybe,
that's really good. But
maybe by that token, it is forgettable, but it does have some nice complexity.
You know what?
It's got things we like, things that Rob and I like with that gravelly nature. And I don't know. I think it's really well put together.
No, it's well made. It's competently made. It's not overstated. And it has complexity. And it has some earthy elements, terroir-driven things.
Yes.
And it's not... They didn't fuck it up. You know, that's the thing. They let what's on the vine...
Shouldn't we be expecting... acting more than they didn't mess it up.
No, not anymore. Well, not but, from Paso, but, not from these dipshits.
But they did. They, nonetheless, they didn't. I think this is...
They make vodka.
This and this is their kind of entry price point into cab.
They let the wine, the vine speak for themselves. They let the terroir shine and let that be what it is. When you read their website, you look at what they do and the way they, you know, go camping and shit. You never believe that. Also, the 18 review from the Wine and Spectator was not glowing. So you thought you were going to get a Meiomi.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a really bad vintage, but this is none of those things
what
that
did
they
it,
suggest.
What was the word?
Off dry. This is not that. This is
it's
dry.
It's not off dry. This is dry.
And if you order this in a restaurant, it might not stand up to some of the things, but you're not going to. This is not going to stand up to a big, juicy ribeye. Maybe sirloin, something like that, lesser, but it's you know.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do something different tonight.
What?
We're going to have a score of consensus.
Consensus?
Yeah. Wow. Do you know consensus?
I know what that means. It. We have to
no,
agree.
No. That means we all have to live with it.
Live with it?
Yeah, you have to be able to live with the decision.
Okay.
I'm going to propose a jump off point of 88. Here's why.
I can speak for Becky and I think right now to say, what the fuck are you talking about?
I like this idea.
Oh, I just don't understand.
Do you mean his score or the idea? You mean the idea.
So we all have to agree with you? Is that what you're saying?
No. Have to be We're okay. going to all have input. I just started with a jump off point.
Okay, an 88. All right. Becky, what do you think of the 88?
My range would be 87, 88. I would give this an 87, though, because it is not memorable. I would truly never remember this. To me, the most memorable thing is the wine having a seam down the middle of the bottle.
But that's not the wine. That's the bottle, and we can't score it on that.
I'm saying that's the most memorable thing.
Hey, sometimes misprints are worth more. Maybe that's worth more.
I would never remember this wine in 100 years.
So just your first, what's your first jump off point here?
87.
Hmm.
It's an 87.
We agree.
But could you live with my projected 88?
88 is too high. Mm-hmm. Partly because it needs to be a little bit creamier, a little bit more. I enjoy it.
And I think it's too medium bodied to be an 88.
That comes into the creaminess, really. But it doesn't exhibit enough of everything to get it up past that. It's perfectly serviceable. You would never be disappointed in it. Would you buy it again? You know what? You might. Partly because I think there might be some people that would say, you know what? I really like that Donati for whatever reason.
Here's why I'm going to...
I have another question, too. Go ahead. And I just don't
I'm going to comment and just negotiate up towards 88. This is really well done. They really did a good job of bringing the three varietals together.
Yes, they did.
I think the oaking is subtle. I think it's perfect for what this wine is. Would you want more oak on this?
No.
Yes.
Can I ask my question now?
But if it was oaked by Gunlock Bunshoe. Well, not by them.
Is what I was going to ask.
Okay. I might be down to an 86 with what he just said.
It's what I'm asking, though, is going to be offensive after what Scott said.
What?
How do you think this would taste out of a plastic cup? Like or a,
well, I wouldn't do that.
I know. I think this would be. I mean, it's too expensive, but it would be a really nice.
Well, sure, but
I think company party pour, like that kind of thing. That's
I think you'd lose. So we're in these big.
You're gonna lose a little bit.
Bordeaux style glasses, and it lets this wine shine. We're in a plastic cup. It's a plastic cup. I don't think this is a plastic cup wine.
You're gonna lose some of the aromatics, and it's not gonna impart as much flavor.
What aromatics?
Oh, this is nice on the nose.
Well, it has aromatics. I didn't say it was not. You smell some stuff.
The sweetness, the raspberry?
No.
We got
you
rhubarb.
You would get this in a plastic cup.
We got rhubarb.
Yeah, blackjack and some red licorice. Licorice. Don't you smell the volcanic soils?
I think there's some elements in the room. I'm not going to name names, and I used the word names. Mm-hmm. I did use the word names.
I suggested
that's
it.
Plural.
I suggested it smelled like an elderly prostitute.
This wine is being
perfume.
Knocked down
yeah.
because of other efforts they have in the spirits business and a flawed bottle.
Well, I like the bottle.
Well, but
it does bother me. Doesn't,
and it does have a not one but two glass seams.
That does bother me.
But that doesn't make the wine taste any lesser or better.
I'm collecting this bottle
again. I want to look at the bottom
of it. I like the bottle. It's a very deep dish.
Who's on their second glass?
Both of us.
I'm almost empty.
No,
I don't think I got. Yeah, I did get a little.
So Scott gives an 88, and Becky says an 87. Mm-hmm. And Scott,
the question is, can you live with that 88?
No. Where did you hear?
You all score stuff way too high all the time.
Oh my God!
Oh,
so
Lord.
I don't know how. I don't know why you can't live with it.
Yeah, see, she's negotiating on my behalf. Next thing you know, she's going to be saying that she kindest. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you'd say a range of 87 to 88. I recall.
I could be mistaken. The more that we talk about it and the more I drink, I would change my range to 86, 87.
Mm-hmm. I think she would.
Because it is so forgettable. The other thing is a cab, in addition to being fuller bodied, a cab should be so rich. It should be, I can't even, in my mind, when you're drinking a cab, it's almost like the ambiance that drinking a cab creates. Like, you're thinking about having a cozy evening on the couch, you have a blanket, you have a fire, that's drinking a cab. Yeah. This is barely medium bodied. It evokes none of those emotions. And you all have said that you found tobacco and rhubarb and whatever else because you were reaching.
No.
And you've drank so much other truly rock gut wine that you're.
That's next week.
That is. You're all's taste
I'm offended.
Buds
hashtag
are
shaming.
Yeah.
Warped. And you've drank so much true
hashtag
shit,
motherland.
So much shit from Paso that this is good for Paso, but it is not a good cap.
I think you're making a comparison point of Napa or Big Washington, and not all cabs have to be as big and bold as those.
So tell me what emotion this evoked from you.
Now literally or then?
Well, nothing. Rob gets very emotional.
I am very emotional.
Did you get more emotional from this or your Amazon sauce?
Oh, this.
Well, I think you were very emotional.
Your Amazon sauce evoked a lot of emotion.
Both negative and positive.
No. A cab should create more of an emotional response.
I think this is an arbitrary input to a score. Emotions, it's wonderful when you get a big emotional response to wine, but we're talking about wine in the 80s.
But we're talking about a cab.
It doesn't matter what it is.
It's always wines in the 80s. I get a big
emotional response to it. I'm thinking a 90-something.
In my mind, a cab, more than anything else, should be the emotional wine. You're not going to always drink a Pinot and be like, oh my gosh, I had this emotional moment. When's the last time you had an emotional moment drinking a Chardonnay?
Well, I have had that several times.
That is incorrect.
I have had it.
A cab is the one, is to me, is the one wine that you should have an emotion to. I have zero emotion to this, minus you two
now
scoring this wine too highly.
Let's be frank. You had an emotional moment to Vranic.
Stop calling me Frank.
So you got emotional about that Vranic.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yes, you do. You were very angry.
You know what we've demonstrated here?
Officially editing myself to 86.
We can't come to consensus.
You can't say, I say it's 88.
Does everybody agree with me?
My range is 86, 87.
Yours is 87. Scott, could you come down to an 87 and live with it?
I can live with an 87.
Yeah, because you're weak.
I'm fine with 87.
Because it's the correct score. That's why.
Oh, stop.
Honestly, the correct score is 86, but I can live with an 87.
It's an 86. Yeah, because if I'm going to give it a range, I always give it a 3-point range. But it's certainly not an 85. No. But it ain't an 88. So you can only give it a 2-point range. I mean, no, it is. It's like, this is better than an 85. An 85 is bare bones. This is not. But I like the complexity. I like the limestone. I like the mouthfeel to it. Yes, it could use a little bit more body. But quite frankly, most Passos, unless they're expensive, well, Justin sometimes, but unless they're expensive, they don't really exhibit that as much.
I don't think Justin's a full-bodied wine at all.
No, they're always a little bit more approachable in early drinker wines. They just are.
I mean, spend a lot of time drinking more expensive Paso, but I don't know that
You don't drink more expensive Paso? I've drank stuff like Justin Isosceles and things like that. And those are more expensive, but those are Bordeaux-style blends. Those are bigger, bolder, but there's all sorts of different parts of Paso, too.
Can I tell you a funny thing? I was looking at Paso Cab. I just Googled it just to see what came up. And there's 8 delicious Paso Cabs to buy in 2022.
But they aren't.
This is from Vinovest.
Oh, what's that?
What is Vinovest?
The number one is from Dow Vineyards, Patrimony Cabernet.
I don't know Patrimony, but I know Dow.
$590.
Well, from Dow?
Uh-huh.
Does it come with a gold bar and a lap dance?
Can you
dance?
Imagine paying $590 for a Paso Cab?
From Dow? I know they have, like, what is it, the line? I didn't know
that. Number two
Jesus.
Is Booker Vineyard Ones, $224.
Well, there are cult wines in every part of it.
Number three.
Also, this is a blog.
My Favorite Neighbor Cab.
Okay, that's good.
$227.
No, My Favorite Neighbor costs $60.
I'm just telling you what this says. Number four, the 2017 Austin Hope Winery Reserve.
Okay.
$124.
Not quite that much.
Then Cass Reserve.
Who?
Cass.
C-A-S-S. Okay. I've heard.
$275.
Doesn't cost that.
Ooh, this one, I'm going to show it to you all. This is stupid. A 1997 Lion's Peak. That's stupid.
1997?
You're picking a 25-year-old wine. Uh-huh. That's an ignorant choice. $349.
I think that their prices are stupid because they're wrong. My Favorite Neighbor doesn't have a wine that costs that much. And Dow doesn't.
Justin Vineyards. Okay. They're 81 Cabernet. But it's from 2011. It's called 81. $125. This is stupid. Yeah. But yeah, that that first one was very surprising to me.
Well, the also it's like 12 years old, this thing. Or, yeah, so, well.
Patrimonies. Have you not heard of Patrimony?
No. No, I'm not.
It's a beautiful looking bottle from Dow.
It is pretty.
Well, it might have been. They might not make it anymore because they realized that was stupid. But you know, Dow makes nice wine though. I like their wine. It's better than this, mind you. But yeah, this wine is one of those things that just comes in. You're like, okay. Would you remember it? Probably not. But
oh, remember when I said that?
I will remember this because I think it's a contrast to the stylistically to some of the other Passos because it just doesn't have that chocolatey mid palate, which exposes the limestone gravelness, and that's a characteristic we like. And it's got a nice level of complexity. It's good. I for one recommend this if you like Paso Cabs.
Yeah,
give this a shot.
And you like bad glass seams on your bottles.
Yeah, but that, see, for me, get over it.
No,
it's okay.
It is okay. I think so.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Think of your flaws in yourself.
You know.
You need to think about those a lot, wine guy.
Oh, I know, man.
And right. Embrace the seamed bottle.
I do.
Seamy bottle, because there's multiple seams.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
All right.
I don't know. First of all, you were talking about tugs earlier, and I, you know.
Actually, you were talking about
no,
tugs.
No, you said one, two, or three tugs. It takes three tugs is what you said. I don't.
Pulls is what I said.
No, you said tugs.
Well,
you said tugs.
Tugs, pulls.
It's
draws.
Different. Scott, there's a pull and a tug.
No more voices.
Oh.
Too late.
God, you're doing
I'm
a voice.
Too tired for voices.
You're doing a voice right now. Oh, it's your voice. Okay. Anyway, folks.
I think you should close.
I will.
With the triple B voice.
Do it.
Go ahead.
No, I can't do it.
But.
This is a triple B.
I can't believe I'm a Valley girl.
Let me interview you. So where were you at tonight, Triple B?
I was at a Mexican restaurant. It's so great.
Were you with your girlfriends? Who were you
I
with?
I was with all my girlfriends. It was great. I love it.
Were you drinking? What did you have to drink?
I had some margaritas and tequila.
You make me sound like a Valley girl Sesame Street puppet. That's how I would describe that voice.
By the way, that was Becky. Just now it wasn't me.
Right.
Just
so you right.
Yeah. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott and the taxi driver, and Triple B, we will bid you adieu, but see you next time here on the Wine Ball. Good night.